Continuing working our way through Psalm 119, and today we are in verses 57 through 64, and I will read the entire section and then we'll go back through with a few comments verse by verse. Psalm 119, 57 through 64. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. In verse 57, the psalmist says, "You are my portion, O Lord." And in this particular context, the word portion refers to an allotment or an amount assigned, particularly with respect to an inheritance. And So the psalmist is saying, in effect, that the Lord is his allotment in life. If we don't get anything else in this life, we do get the Lord. And I think the question we should ask ourselves is that enough? Is the Lord enough? Well, David thought so, because even when he was being pursued by Saul and hiding out in a cave, he said in Psalm 142, "You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living." Asaph thought so as well. In the wonderful Psalm 73, he says, "My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." May it be so with us. And if it is, then we'll do like the psalmist says in the second part of that verse, "I have said that I would keep your words." In verse 58, "I have entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word." Mr. Spurgeon says that the psalmist has asked for favor, and the form in which he most needs it is that of mercy, for he is a sinner more than anything else. We would do well to remember that. Verses 59 and 60 speak to us about self-examination. The psalmist says, "I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies." When we think on our ways, when we examine ourselves, what do we see? We're going to see sin. Then what do we have to do? Well, we have to repent, which he speaks of when he says, "I turned my feet to your testimonies." And when should we do that? Well, we should do it quickly. And he says in verse 60, "I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments." Verses 61 and 62, when he says, "The cords of the wicked have bound me," we can think back to David being in that cave, being pursued by Saul. He was not literally bound, but figuratively speaking, he most certainly was. And in places around the world today, there are Christians who are more literally bound. They're in prison for their faith. And we should pray that even in their distress, they would be able to do as the psalmist does in verse 62 when he says, "At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments." In verse 63, when he says, "I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts," Mr. Spurgeon again says that the previous verse said, "I will. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you." But this one, he says, "I am." And he says, we can hardly hope to be right in the future unless we are right now. The holy man spent his nights with God and his days with God's people. So we should take from that the time to be keeping company with God's people is now and going forward. And finally, in verse 64, the earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. The observation that the earth is full of God's mercy should give us a desire to learn about Him and His requirements. And as Spurgeon says, there is no greater mercy than for God to teach us His statutes.